Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 25th, Africa Day 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. President Robert Mugabe tells ZANU-PF activists taking part in a 1 million men march that he will stay in power as long as Zimbabweans have confidence in him.
I belong to my people. My people say stay here. So I'm not a Briton. I don't like to be an American. I'm not a Yankee.
Critics say Mr. Mugabe's party wasted a lot of resources when it staged a million men march in Harare today.
Resources are very scarce and jobs are very scarce and scarce resources are being used on a useless process.
And some political commentators urge Zimbabweans to always commemorate Africa Day, even if they are facing many challenges.
Zimbabweans are Africans, so they need to celebrate with others in the hope that the regime which is in power won't be there permanently.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Some Pan-Africanists and political commentators urge Zimbabweans to always commemorate Africa Day, even if they are facing many challenges. They argue that Africa Day, commemorated annually to mark the conception of the Organization of African Unity, which fought for the liberation of many African nations from colonial rule, is special for all African nations. This year's Africa Day theme is Building a Better Africa and a Better World. Independent political analyst Dr. Sabelo Gajeni Ndlovu tells the Studio 7 Skips Dube, Zimbabweans have every reason to commemorate Africa Day.
Africa Day is linked to the liberation of the black people. So it's important in the sense that when we talk about Africa Day, we're talking about the liberation of the people. We're also talking about their attempt to actually unify under the Organization of African Unity. And this, in practice, means the implementation of the long-standing Pan-African agenda.
But looking at countries like Zimbabwe, there are some people who are saying this is a hopeless day for them because independence brought a misery to some of them.
Yeah, the problem is when you have leaders who are problematic, you don't then throw away all progressive ideas because they are abused by particular leaders. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it is still important that we celebrate the liberation and the attempt at the unification of Africa. And we separate that from those leaders who are actually abusing it for regime security purposes.
Do you have any message for Zimbabweans about Africa Day?
Zimbabweans are Africans, so they need to celebrate with others in the hope that the regime which is in power won't be there permanently. If it is their major problem, then they cannot actually then sever themselves from the other African family, which actually is celebrating the Africa Day.
And that was Dr. Sabelo Gajeni Ndlovu, an independent political analyst speaking with Studio 7 from Pretoria, South Africa. But Wilson Wagoneka, a Harare resident, says there's no reason for Zimbabweans to commemorate Africa Day as independence has become a curse to most of them.
My name is Wilson Wagoneka. I reside in Glenview, Zimbabwe. My views as of Africa is that if we would now emancipate ourselves, liberate ourselves from this syndrome of being the ones who feel we are the have and we control power, we can now go share the same power. We can as well speak to the little ones with pride. You know, when you are an elder, you want to speak of a hero who lives. You want to speak of something that will bring bread and butter on the table for everybody. Let us enjoy as Africans. We are Africans. There is no need to hate one another. There is no need to even speak of anything that is bad to one another. We want to live in a liberated Africa, Africa that shares its resources to everybody, Africa that sees itself as growing up, as sharing to its own living leadership. This is my message for Africa.
But looking at the state of Zimbabwe at the moment, do you think Africa has been emancipated, looking at what may be the African leaders like Kwame Nkrumah and others, the forefathers?
Indeed, it brings a sorry sight, given the scenario whereby our forefathers had a dream. They had also a vision of actually making Africa a status of its own, living in its bread and butter, the honey that we used to dream of, the honey that we actually send these old heroines and heroes who are lying in vast lands, you know, dead right now, buried or even so not buried in any state. They are lying with it. They had a hope that they are going to a land flowing with milk and honey. It was Africa. Africa that brought in food. Africa that brought in liberation in its own. And this is why I am saying we need to be an Africa that had a dream of victory, an Africa that had a vision.
That was Wilson Wagoneka, a Harare resident, speaking with Studio 7 from Glenview, suburb in Harare. President Robert Mugabe today told his supporters that he would not relinquish power and accused those angling to succeed him of committing treason. According to some ZANU-PF activists, thousands and not a million people attended the Million Men March organized by the ZANU-PF Youth League. State-controlled media also reported that thousands of people were at the event in Harare. Police were not readily available to give an estimated number of participants. Reporter Thomas Siripasi has more details from Harare.
At the final destination of the march, Mr. Mugabe, who turned 92 this year, told his supporters that those who want him to retire should court, go and hang.
I belong to my people. My people say stay here. I'm not a Briton. I don't like to be an American. I'm not a Yankee. I'm not a Briton. I told Blair to keep his England so I can keep my Zimbabwe. Because, you know, so I belong to Zimbabwe. So they say I must go. The outsiders, why do they want President Zimbabwe to stand down, to resign, retire?
The president also accused those pushing factional agendas in his party of committing treason. His wife, Grace Mugabe, who today described her husband as irreplaceable, is reportedly leading a faction called Generation 40 or G40 that wants to take over from the veteran leader once he leaves office, while Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is reportedly leading another camp, calling itself Team Lacoste. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga accused some unnamed ministers of wasting the country's resources by holding unnecessary conferences in luxury hotels and buying expensive vehicles at the expense of service delivery. Chipanga also asked President Mugabe to ensure that youth had access to land to do farming and build houses, which was later promised by Mr. Mugabe.
Now what you are saying is that you are mature people now, no longer within the custody of the family. And in your own right, you deserve to be considered as deserving land owners.
On unemployment, the president told his supporters that youth should create their own jobs. Ahead of the 2013 national elections, Mr. Mugabe promised Zimbabweans that his administration would create more than 2 million new jobs. But today, the story was different.
Those are lines that can be pursued also for self-employment. And when you're thus self-employed, you develop in a small way, employ 2, 3, 4 people, and eventually you can establish a little business, a little company for yourself. We want to see that.
Some ZANU-PF supporters who were part of the march praised their leader. Makonde legislator Kindness Paradza told Studio 7 that today's demonstration was a clear message to the international community that President Mugabe was there to stay.
It means that they failed to dislodge him, and the regime change agenda has failed. And as you can see, people have come in their millions to support him, and we are so happy that we are here, and we are going to support him until Amen.
This was also echoed by Godfrey Chimwanda from Mashonaland East Province.
We are marching in solidarity with the President R.G. Mugabe, the revolutionary tried and tested liberator, the only beacon of hope in Africa, United States of Africa, our President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Some of the demonstrators allegedly assaulted suspected opposition supporters who were doing their own business in the central business district, while some buses and truck drivers that were ferrying people to the demonstration allegedly refused to pay road user fees at toll gates. ZANU-PF had targeted to bring 1 million people to the demonstration that was dubbed 1 million men march, but Chipanga said they faced logistical problems resulting in many people failing to attend the event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Independent political commentator Dumisani Nkomo tells Studio 7 Skips Dube the march was a waste of time and resources.
Resources are very scarce and jobs are very scarce, and scarce resources are being used on a useless process.
But the ruling party says this was a time to show support for the president. Were they doing it the right way?
There are more pressing issues such as liquidity crisis, such as the crisis of unemployment. They promised 2 million jobs. Up to now, those 2 million jobs are not there. The economy is in crisis. You've got a liquidity crunch. Civil servants are going unpaid. People are struggling to make a living. I mean, those are the issues that matter, the economy.
So, but indications are that maybe ZANU-PF is having a lot of support.
Some of the people were passed in, some of the people were paid small bits of money as well. So a lot of those people are actually passed as well. We are very aware of that.
And why this solidarity march to show support for the president?
It shows panic. Why would you have a massive demonstration to show support in the first place? It's an act of fear. It's an act of panic. It's an act which clearly shows that they've run out of ideas, and that they actually fear that people may actually uprise against them. So this is more like a preemptive action because of fear, because of the state of the economy, because of the rate of unemployment. So they think by doing their own demonstration, they preempt the real protest by the people, for the people.
But some will argue that, this is to show that the president is still in control of his party.
Why now? They had a conference at Congress last year where they reaffirmed him. So why did they need to have a demonstration to reaffirm him again? They've got their own processes of reaffirming the party leader. And those processes are the annual conferences and the four-year congresses. The processes of affirming leaders are not done on the street. They're done in conferences, in elective processes.
That was Dumisani Nkomo, an independent political commentator, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.